One of the most difficult stages of life for a senior is when they must consider leaving their own home. This is something the Roxborough Retirement Residence supports people through in a very considerate and compassionate way. One of the biggest pain points for seniors is grieving the loss of a family home they may have lived in for 40 years, when they are thinking about relocating, states Krista Robinson-Holt, Community Relations Manager for the Roxborough. There may be unique physical, cognitive, emotional and social challenges associated with moving later in life that need to be addressed, often collectively known as relocation stress. Krista explains that the Roxborough Community Relations Team advise and assist families trying to navigate the move of their loved ones to a retirement residence. Many times, families with loved ones who are struggling don't know how to facilitate this change while maximizing the potential for success and satisfaction. First things first, families may ask if they should consider home care, a rehabilitation center, or even a long-term care home before settling on a retirement residence. Krista comments that, many times, people may not understand the differences between the sectors, so our first goal is communicate to the community that we're here to support them in their decision-making and give them the facts that will help them make the right choice, even if a loved one never comes to the Roxborough. They're not trying to sell retirement home living, but rather they are there to support and help families understand the options available and how to proceed. Customized transitional support. Once it is determined that retirement living is a fit, a tour is generally arranged. Individuals are invited to come in and meet the staff and enjoy a meal in the dining room. Krista comments that, because food is such a facilitator of social interaction, we always invite people to dine with us and meet other residents who they might share things in common with, so they develop that comfort level right away. Staff make sure to wear their name tags, and call seniors by name when they arrive. The sweetest sound to any person is their own name, comments Krista, who suggests this immediately puts seniors at ease. Sweet selection is personalized and is done in the context of an individual's preferences by experienced retirement resident staff. For example, someone with macular degeneration may need a sweet layout that is more square than angular for easy navigation. Another individual who cannot walk very far may require a suite near the elevator with a slow closed door so they can come and go more easily. Many suite options and features are available to suit individual needs. Once a person decides to move in, they are welcome to attend events and socials at the residence as an icebreaker while waiting to move, which makes moving day more pleasant. Once a move-in has happened, special touches, such as a customized birthday treat, and staff who drop in with tea and cookies, communicates to people that they are cared for as they adjust to their new home. New residents are initially escorted to and from meals and toured around the building once again to provide a level of comfort in new surroundings. They are introduced to their neighbors and buddied with long-stay residents. Krista stresses, family members, including children, are encouraged to visit often and share a meal with their loved one. Short-term stays at the Roxborough. The Roxborough Retirement Residence offers short-term stays as well as permanent move-ins, with the same great amenities, services, and dining options. Seniors can come in for a stay to explore retirement living, get to know other residents in the community, and then decide if it's something they want to do permanently. This may be helpful when deciding if, when, and where to move, and can also be helpful during times of major upheaval such as after the loss of a spouse where a safe place to land is needed. Short-term stays allow one to delegate cooking, cleaning, shoveling snow and taking out the garbage and recycling to the retirement residence. Instead, seniors can then focus on consolidating their planning, making decisions to move their lives forward, and returning to participating in activities, social events, and doing the things they love to do in order to facilitate healing and growth. Independent living at the Roxborough. The Roxborough is an independent living retirement residence with extra support services available for those that need more help. Staff are attentive to residents' cognitive, social, emotional, and physical needs. Staff get to know individuals by talking to their family, their physician, and their loved ones and friends. They also spend time with the residents themselves as they work to really understand their needs so that residents can flourish and enjoy the Roxborough lifestyle. Residents range in age from late 60s to over 100 years old. One of the strengths of our community is that you'll often find younger residents supporting, encouraging, and mentoring more senior residents. The residents have strong bonds with the staff and each other, and you can feel the warm environment in the air when you come in. The Roxborough has many engaging social activities, church services, card games and group outings amongst other things, and always find a way to celebrate every day, whether it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day or Mardi Gras, for example. Getting informed facilitates better choices. Krista reiterates the fact that, after people move in, they usually comment, "Why didn't I do this sooner?" She encourages people to, as a first step, get more informed about the Roxborough and come in to see it for themselves, as words cannot describe the warmth one experiences coming through the doors. There is no time like the present to plan ahead. If you would like more information or to book a tour, the community relations team would be happy to assist. Call 905-853-4573 to arrange your visit today.